Now, Apple has released software to fix a security hole that allowed hackers to infect iPhones and other Apple devices without users even doing anything. Spyware researchers captured what they say is a new exploit from NSO Group's Pegasus spyware tool. It was used to hack the phone of a Saudi Arabian activist, and the tool targets iPhones and other Apple devices through iMessage. Well, Larry Majid is CEO of ConnectSafely.org, an internet safety and privacy security organization. He joins us live via Zoom from San Francisco. Thanks for being with us. So just first of all, before we get into the implications of this, talk us through, for the uninitiated among us, myself included, how this spyware works in hacking into your phone and what Apple has come up with to fix it.
Well, what's particularly concerning about this spyware is, unlike most infections where you have to click on something or do something, it just gets into your phone. So the user can, you know, doesn't have to do anything other than just own a phone, or for that matter, a Mac, or and even an Apple Watch. And once it infects your phone, then the people behind it have complete control. They can read your messages, turn on your microphone, turn on your camera. You have zero privacy. So it's a particularly pernicious type of malware, even though it does come from a company. It's not coming from a group of criminal hackers. It's coming from a company that sells it to governments, but that doesn't mean it's any less dangerous if it gets into the wrong hands.
And what's to stop a company then, like Pegasus, from coming up with its own update in response to this that will bypass whatever Apple has done? I mean, is this always going to be a kind of a cat and mouse game here?
Yeah, well, the NSO group, which is behind this product called Pegasus, is a legitimate company in a sense, and they say that they only sell to non-oppressive legitimate governments, but there's nothing to stop a criminal from getting their hands on it, or there may be things to stop them, but it can still get through to criminals. And of course, governments, you know, a government that you might consider to be benign, I might consider to be oppressive. So I, you know, that's a political issue. But Apple is very concerned about it, which is why they initiated this patch. I found out about it today and immediately updated my iPhone. I recommend everyone do that today, right now. Because it's very dangerous. And, you know, Apple is trying to prevent it, but hasn't been successful completely in so doing.
Well, that gets to my next question. I mean, you mentioned there what the people should update their phones regularly. But what else can we as ordinary phone users do to reduce our vulnerability to hackers?
Well, in addition to going through and updating your phone, and don't just wait for it to happen automatically. It may happen, but do it now. We can put pressure on companies like Apple and Google, which makes Android, to do a better job at themselves detecting this kind of malware. It was detected by a third-party research group, and they told Apple, and Apple took action, which is good. But I'd like to see Apple be more proactive in detecting it themselves. They say they will have better security software with their next version of their operating system that comes out this fall. But, you know, the iPhone's been on the market for a long time now, and it's not as secure as I wish it were.
Good to talk to you, Larry Majid in San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you.